PI includes, but is not limited to, the humoral immune defect and congenital agammaglobulinemia, common variable immunodeficiency, CVID, X-linked agammaglobulinemia, Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome, and severe combined immunodeficiencies, SCID. Blood clots may occur with intravenous immune globulin products and have hyperviscosity of the blood, diseases such as multiple myeloma or other causes of elevated proteins in the blood, have cardiovascular heart problems or previous history of stroke. Thrombosis may occur even if you do not have any risk factors. Some patients experience the following: headache, sinus inflammation, sinusitis, diarrhea, intestinal lining inflammation caused by virus, gastroenteritis, common cold, nasopharyngitis, upper respiratory tract infection, bronchitis, nausea. Talk to your healthcare provider about any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away.